Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live. You can join us here on the radio waves. We'll give you the toll-free numbers here in a bit. Also, our Skype username. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Taryn P. Lupo.
And Mark.
There is some pretty crazy news happening out of, I believe it is Denver. And Taryn, you've got the story. A man has been charged with felonies for doing something that here in New Hampshire, we do on a monthly basis. Some activists in New Hampshire do every 2 weeks here, and that's jury nullification outreach. Taryn, where did this happen? Was it Denver? And
this,
what
yeah,
happened?
This is out of Raw Story is the source. And Denver man charged with 7 felonies for handing out jury nullification flyers outside
they
the courthouse.
They charged him for flowers, too.
Excuse me. A Denver man has been charged with multiple felonies after he was caught distributing flyers to educate potential jurors about the practice of jury nullification.
Now, what is
Do you guys want
jury
to explain
nullification,
that first?
Mark?
Well, jury nullification is a thousand-year-old right. This has been around as long as there have been English common law juries. Is the right of the jury to decide not only whether the person is innocent or guilty of a crime, but to decide whether or not the thing they're being charged with should be a crime at all. A juror has an inviolable right to decide the guilt or innocence of somebody on a moral basis, too.
If they don't like the law itself, they can vote to acquit.
Right. I mean, you know, like, what is legal is not a very good arbiter of what is right. Or at least it is certainly not 100% of the time the truth. Slavery, legal. Gassing Jews, legal. The slaughter of American Indians, legal. All these things were legal. They were just wrong.
Absolutely. Taryn, let's continue.
Sure. The Denver Post reported that a 56-year-old man, Mark Iannicelli, set up a small booth with a sign reading juror info outside the Lindsay Flanagan Courthouse in Denver last week.
Mistake number one, he was alone. Unless he had other people with him, it's not saying that that he did. Sounds to me like this guy is a lone wolf activist in Denver. There should be more than one person who can come out. And maybe he didn't reach out to anybody. Maybe he doesn't know anybody else in the Denver area.
Or didn't think it was worth doing.
A local group or something like that. I guess, Mark, I mean, if you think you can just go down and tangle with the state all by your lonesome, you really haven't been paying attention.
A few years back, I remember when George Donnelly and the guy that moved
Jim
away.
Jim Babb in
the old guy that used to do it all the time.
Julian Hoechlin.
Julian Hoechlin.
The heroic jury nullification activist who went around to so many different courthouses, federal courthouses, all around the country, and handed out jury nullification information from the Fully Informed Jury Association. He ended up leaving the country and seeking asylum in the Middle East.
Yeah, he went around alone all the time and got arrested about every time he went out alone. So
seems about right. Yeah, I remember when he came here to New Hampshire, there were 40 people who came out to support him. So he was definitely not alone here.
Yep. All right. Where were we at here?
The Denver story.
Yeah, the Denver District Attorney's Office charged Iannicelli with 7 counts of juror tampering after members of the jury pool were found to be in possession of flyers describing jury nullification.
Okay, so jury tampering. My understanding of this, now I don't know how the law or the ordinance or whatever is, the statutes are written in Denver or Colorado, but the idea of tampering with a jury, my understanding, and I'm no lawyer, is that you're trying to get the juror to do something specific. You want that juror to vote guilty or not guilty, and you are doing something, whether it's trying to persuade them verbally or with, you know, cash reward or whatever it is, to persuade that person to do as you wish. All a jury nullification advocate is doing is attempting to give information to a juror. They're not asking the juror to vote not guilty. In many cases, a jury nullification activist doesn't even necessarily know what cases are being called in the courthouse. They just know that this is the jury selection day. Okay, let's go and do some jury outreach on this particular day because you're more likely to reach actual jurors when you go on that day.
Yeah, mostly, I believe that the jury system in the United States is broken. The juries,
this is proof.
Yeah, the juries. Well, no, the jurors haven't decided that this person is innocent or guilty yet, but they likely would if a prosecutor brings them up on jury tampering charges. It's my belief that even if they take it to a jury trial and they can show the law says specifically what you've just said right now, Ian, that one has to try to get a jury to vote one way or the other, that the jury will still find them guilty simply because they're told to. Because, I mean, and I'm sorry to sound trite, this is a nation of sheep. It's a nation of sheep that so thoroughly trusts its government, it's willing to throw people into the toothy maw of the state simply to justify their own beliefs that it still works.
You know, we've seen that happen in more than one occasion. We've seen a jury out in California throw a guilty verdict at the Bartholomew brothers, even though it was proven and the jury admitted that they didn't actually break any law. They threw the book at them because they just didn't like that they didn't do what the cops asked them to do. They were doing it as protest.
The cops asked them to do something above and beyond what the law said. Bartholomew brothers showed the cops the law, showed everybody the law, and nobody cared. They just found them guilty. This also happened with Adamo Freeman here in New Hampshire, where he was caught on a wiretapping charge, and they found him guilty of a felony. And even if you liberally interpret the misdemeanor law, he was only guilty of a misdemeanor.
That's correct. That was overturned eventually in the Supreme Court.
But the jurors did it anyway.
Yes. Yeah. The prosecutor went ahead with the illegal charges, and the jurors found that person guilty of those.
They'll do whatever the prosecutors say.
Almost.
What was the case a few years back where I remember where the jurors actually wore red, white, and blue?
Oh, God. Wasn't that Jose Padilla?
Where the jurors actually sent a message to the person on trial, like that was fair at all, that they wore, for people who don't know.
Wait, didn't they also do that in Bernard von Nothaus's trial as well?
I don't know. I can't remember that one, but I do remember. I mean, how could you have an unbiased jury when they're wearing red, white, and blue instructed by the prosecutor?
That's crazy.
I mean, that's ridiculous. It's so insulting.
So jury nullification is not, you know, it's not criminal activity, but apparently in Denver, Colorado, they're acting like it is.
Yeah, let me pick up here. A copy of the criminal complaint obtained by Kristen Tynan of the fully injured... I'm tongue-tied tonight.
Nasty.
Of the fully informed jury association says, "In Ian Aselli unlawfully and maliciously attempted directly and indirectly to communicate with seven jurors."
I do that all the time here in New Hampshire when I'm out doing jury outreach. I will frequently ask people if they're here for jury duty. I'll specifically, you know, single people out who are there for jury duty, and then I will hand them a flyer for, you know, explaining their right of jury nullification. It's not illegal to talk to a juror, at my understanding at least. You know, you can go and talk to a juror. They're not supposed to tell you about the case, but you can certainly go up to them and say, "Good morning. Would you like some information about your rights?"
Well, these judges can do whatever they want. They did it down in Florida with I can't remember.
There was a gentleman in Florida, who was arrested. Actually about the same age as this guy. Another sort of middle-aged gentleman who's really interested in jury nullification. He was arrested. What did they keep him for? 6 months?
I think it was six months.
In
prison? Over telling jurors their own right.
Yeah.
The rights they've had for 1,000 years. It's crazy.
Tell me more, Taryn Lupo.
Sure. A probable cause statement added that Ian Aselli was accused of handing out information to potential jurors. Tynan pointed out that the complaint does not accuse Mr. Ian Aselli of advocating for or against any case in the process.
Okay.
And it does not accuse Mr. Ian Aselli of even targeting individuals for sharing information with them. The charges don't discuss specifically what Mr. Ian Aselli is accused of doing, but rather seem to regurgitate the language of the statute which he was accused of violating.
I sure hope this guy, and there's more to talk about this, we'll get to it here. I sure hope this guy has his charges dropped, because this is absolutely outrageous. I'll see if I can pull up the actual statutes from Denver or the
Colorado.
You do?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, we'll share that coming up with you. You can join us toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype in here at username lrn.fm or Free Talk Live coming up. You can take control.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can join us here on the radio. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about jury nullification and what should be your right to free speech. You should have the right, the freedom of speaking in front of a courthouse to the people who are walking into that building. Now, there are jury tampering statutes that could possibly apply based on the content, I suppose, of that speech. And what we're sharing with you tonight here, Taryn Lupo's in the studio with Ian and Mark. Taryn, what you're sharing with us tonight is about a man who was arrested. How old was this guy?
56.
56 years old. He went to do some outreach because he cares about jury nullification. He cares about you knowing your right to judge the law, the case, based on your opinion of the law. You can vote not guilty if you just think the law itself is bad. So like with the war on drugs, if I were on a jury, which I'll probably never be on, I would vote to acquit the person.
Probably not.
As long as they didn't hurt somebody else, I'd vote to acquit that person. If there's no fraud, if there's no actual harm to another person, that's jury nullification. And this guy was trying to explain that to folks, and he's been charged with 7 felonies. Can you pick up the story?
Yeah. I was talking about earlier about how the charges actually didn't specifically say what he did. They just threw a CRS at him. So I'm going to pick it up.
CRS?
The statute.
The statute.
I see.
Colorado Revised Statutes, I believe.
I've heard it as another thing.
Yes, I get that sometimes. All right. The charges don't discuss specifically what Mr. Iannacelli is accused of doing, but rather seem to regurgitate the language of the statute, mm-hmm. which he is accused of violating, and then claim that he violated it, Tynan said. I see
That's
nothing.
That's pretty typical yeah. for a charging document.
It's like, we're going to arrest you for something, and we'll figure it out later. I know it's wrong. I see nothing in the statement of probable cause sustaining these accusations, Tynan continued. These charges allege that Mr. Iannacelli acted with the intent to influence a juror's vote, opinion, decision, and action in a case. But nowhere in the statement of probable cause did I see anything that indicates as such.
See, this is one of those things. If they want to prove intent, in theory it should be difficult to do that. However, if a judge decides that you had the intent, then they can find you guilty. I went through this last year with a criminal trial for some nonsense paperwork snafu that happened here in New Hampshire to me. And here's the actual full definition of jury tampering. Section 1 of the CRS code that you were talking about there, Taryn, is a person commits jury tampering if, with intent to influence a juror's vote, opinion, decision, or other action in a case, he attempts directly or indirectly to communicate with a juror other than as part of the proceedings in the trial of the case. So you have to have that intent. If you don't have the intent to influence their vote or their opinion or decision and such, then it's not tampering. And the state's going to have, I think, a difficult time arguing, although, Mark, you know, you're critical of the juries, and I think rightfully so. I think the state should have a difficult time arguing that he had the intent to influence the jury. He could claim he didn't even know what the cases were in the courthouse in that particular day. Giving information...
Well, it says to influence their decision, right?
That's correct.
So, could one make the argument that what the words mean? Remember that laws are constantly evolving for sort of what is, what's current.
They're being reinterpreted.
Reinterpreted. Yeah. You can see it all the time with Supreme Court interpretations. I think one of the great ones is sort of the Brown versus Topeka, Kansas versus Plessy versus Ferguson. So, at one point, separate but equal was fine when it came to bathrooms and drinking fountains for white people and black people. Then later, decades later, separate is no longer considered equal because we saw the application of it and it's just not considered equal. So, you know, either one decision was wrong or one decision and one decision was right, or they changed over time. And I think that the reality is that sort of people's attitudes change over time. And so if for whatever reason, remember, this is going to be decided by government bureaucrats, judges and prosecutors, not by jurors, because whatever case gets put in front of a juror is going to get found. They're going to get found guilty. And that's going to be that. And so if they decide that, look, this rule, this right of jury nullification, which has you know, a 1,000-year history in English common law, it just, it's no longer applicable into today's society, right? Like, gay people couldn't get married up until recently. Now they can, because that's applicable and that's the way things go. So if they decide, well, we've changed our mind, this just no longer is a right, because the average citizen, there's no way they can understand the law. They haven't gone, they're not a doctorate in jurisprudence. They don't have a doctorate in jurisprudence. They don't know these things. We're going to have to leave this to experts. The experts are the lawyers that are in the legislature, the lawyers that are in the judicial branch, and the lawyers who do the prosecuting and the lawyers who do the defending. These people, lawyers are experts in law. We should leave it to the lawyers, as though the lawyers won't rob us blind and leave us with a country that is a heaping, smoking mess that, you know, once they walk away with their money stuffed with our their pockets stuffed with our money.
Yeah, this is a real important crux of a decision to make in this case, because certainly the state is going to argue that, well, he did have intent to influence the juror's opinion or decision simply because he was giving them information. Obviously, he had the intent to influence them, and he would probably argue that, no, he didn't. He just wanted to give them information. Giving someone information about their rights in a courtroom shouldn't be considered attempting to influence them, but it certainly could be, and I think that's the point you're making, Mark, is that the jury and then the judges who ultimately judge that decision later will likely, or they could likely, rule against the ability to communicate with jurors in any way, shape, or form, and that's a scary idea.
Yeah, well, it's I see it coming. Have you ever heard of a judge or a prosecutor that likes jury nullification?
I don't know if you would be able to ascertain whether they like it or not unless you could actually ask them about it. But I have seen here in New Hampshire, prosecutors explain jury nullification to a jury. So
because they knew it was coming up in the trial.
Well, that's because it can come up in a trial here in New Hampshire. In some places, even mentioning jury nullification could get you hit with a mistrial. There could be serious, you know, consequences.
New Hampshire is special in that sense. Okay, so let's go ahead and understand that New Hampshire is part of a greater union, and that there are 49 states that aren't special like New Hampshire is.
Ian. That's true.
And that those 49 states, those prosecutors and those judges have a lot more sway when in aggregate over, you know, the courts in around the country than New Hampshire does. And so that we've seen people arrested. We've seen Julian Hoechlin arrested on multiple federal
court
steps.
Not in New Hampshire.
Not in New Hampshire. Right. In multiple federal court steps. We have seen a guy go to jail, Mark Zimmer or something like that. I can't remember his last name to save my life. Down in Florida for handing out jury nullification information. We've seen an arrest here in Colorado, in Denver. And it seems to me that, you know,
they don't want to let you get away with this. They want to crack down as hard as they possibly can. And even if they ultimately have to drop the charges, it's
they
not
still win.
Yeah, right. They still put you through the ride.
Exactly. It's not necessarily the case that there will be any kind of civil lawsuit that will be successful, because it's very difficult to sue the state. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. More coming up on this jury nullification arrest.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, isn't that guys? I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Apparently, Colorado government guys would like you to believe that you can't talk to jurors. You can't give them information about their rights. And this seems like basic freedom of speech to me. You know, if you don't know something about jury duty and somebody's out front of the courthouse who's willing to fill you in about what your rights are in all of the U.S. government's court systems, jury nullification is an established right of a juror. That should not be illegal, and it certainly should not lead toward multiple felony charges, as one man in his 50s is now facing, and we're going to continue that discussion. But you're welcome to join us here at 855-450-FREE. Maybe you think it is jury tampering, as the government goons are claiming. And you can share your thoughts here. We've got Skype as well. You can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. And bitcoinist.net is the ultimate resource for Bitcoin industry news, reviews, education, and the latest in the cryptocurrency ecosystem. Their website at bitcoinist.net integrates a community forum, breaking Bitcoin and digital currency news, and they aim to cover fintech and blockchain tech news as well. Bitcoinist has sophisticated Bitcoin network statistics, a solid beginner's guide to Bitcoin, and more. The Bitcoinist platform serves the needs of everyone looking to keep up with Bitcoin and digital currencies, from beginners to experts. Just go to Bitcoinist.net. So, Taryn, you're sharing with us details from the Raw story where this man in his 50s is facing felony charges presumably leveled by Colorado. I don't think they said he was at a federal courthouse. I think this was
the
Denver.
This sounded like a state house.
Okay.
All right, and it just continues a little more here. Nothing I have heard from any of the local people who saw the arrest and or know Mr. Iannacelli indicate that he was doing anything other than fully informing people about all the options jurors have. Iannacelli was released on a $5,000 personal reconnaissance bond.
Oh, he had a court date shortly thereafter, which apparently has actually transpired. I wonder if we can find an update on this particular story.
I've been looking, but I haven't been able to find anything. I don't know if this went all the way out.
Once again,
it might be settled or they dropped it.
This is a dropped ball. If something has been dropped, it's been dropped on the part of whoever the Liberty community is in Colorado. I mean, look. At some point, this story must have gotten on your radar, right? If you are people who care about freedom, and you're in Colorado, and you heard about this story, did you reach out to the man? Did you attempt to, you know, help him? Maybe give him some support in Denver? There's got to be somebody in Denver who can show up at a courthouse to support another person. You know what I mean? I mean, this is like basic activism here. And
well, you drag people away from 49 other states to come to New Hampshire, yeah. And then you complain that those states don't have liberty activism. And
know, Mark, that there are liberty people in other states. Some of them, yeah. You know, they say things like they don't want to go, they want to leave, they want to stay where they live, and their family lives there, and there's a job.
Are they really liberty activists?
Yeah, there's definitely activists in other states.
Whether they're effective or not is another question. And you are not as effective as you can be if you're not with other people who care about freedom. And this guy's a perfect example of this. He's out there alone in Denver, Colorado. I don't know how many millions of people are in Denver off the top of my head, but I bet you it's at least one or two.
Several, I would guess.
So yeah. There should be a handful of people, at the very minimum, who support jury nullification. And of those people, at least one other one should be able to go out and accompany this poor guy. Because if there's more than one person at a location, it makes it harder for the police to bully somebody. And that's what they do.
Yeah, and if they had got this on film, that would have been blown up everywhere.
Yeah. You know, well, I bet it is on video. It's probably on the security cameras from the courthouse.
The city of Denver is less than a million, but the surrounding area gets
more than.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, look, I don't think it's too much to ask to say, hey, why hasn't this guy gotten support? I mean, maybe he's the total a-hole, and people who've tried to support him, he's just been so rude to them. I don't know, right? Like, I don't know. Maybe there's a good reason why he hasn't gotten the support. But there should be somebody who went to court and wrote a blog post about what happened to this guy. You know, what Fija. There's not another Fija activist within an hour's drive of this city? Really? Is it that bad out there?
It's that bad out there. It's obviously that bad out there.
Yeah,
I kind of feel like the energy's died down a lot.
Look what happened
since Ron Paul.
I think so, because I remember in 2008 you could shake a stick and get, you know, 20 activists to show up to something like this, where now you can scream about it on Facebook or whatever and nobody calls, nobody cares. You know,
look at the Ross Ulbricht trial in New York City. How many of the people that were out there at the Ross Ulbricht trial were from New Hampshire? I mean, we're shipping them. I'm just saying, as a percentage, I think it was about half of the people
were
regularly covering that trial.
There were about 5 or 8 people or something like that who went down.
There were some that covered it, you know, that were not from New Hampshire, but it just goes
John
to
and
show.
Kat were there from Austin, Texas.
Right. Texas, New Philly, Jersey, Canada. I mean, the people.
But not really from Manhattan. I mean, there might have been one or two people there, but I don't know who they are.
Yeah, but they weren't certainly coming as consistently.
So what you're pointing out here is that there is a real dearth of activism out there, that there just, you know, isn't a whole lot of it. And that's, of course, one of the reasons why the Free State Project is such an important idea. Now, that's not to say that this guy doesn't have support, and I think that maybe what he'll see happen is some attorney types might come up to defend him. Maybe Fija can help him kind of keep the ball rolling on this. But a lot of liberty-loving people are moving to New Hampshire, and in fact, there's a really great jury outreach movement here. There is an incredibly robust jury outreach movement that just within the last 6 months has blown up. It was maybe 2 or 3 counties that were doing jury nullification outreach here, which is probably already more than in most places. 2 or 3 counties. Now it's up to like six or seven, and there are only 10 counties in New Hampshire. So we're getting very, very close to actually having...
Every county, every time.
That's correct. Total coverage of every jury selection date where there are people who are out front, you know, friendly, smiling people who are out front of the courthouse handing out NHJury.com flyers because we've got our own jury organization here in New Hampshire. FIJA's great. Don't get me wrong. If you're outside of New Hampshire, check out the Fully Informed Jury Association. They do great work, and they absolutely inspired the creation of NHJury.com. So anyway, we've got activists out there handing out flyers, and they're doing it consistently. They're welcoming people to court. They're smiling, you know, giving out useful information about their rights. And I haven't heard anything at all in these recent busy months with a lot of outreach going on at these courthouses. I haven't heard anything at all about any real harassment by the government bureaucrats.
Well, didn't you all, aren't you all one of the only states that actually passed a bill allowing, you know, that you guys had a jury nullification bill pass about 2 years ago. Tell us more about that, because I'm new here and I don't know the details.
Yeah, there was a bill that passed, and it got watered down to some extent through committee. It still had value from the standpoint of sort of a rallying point, but probably not as much value as it could have if it had kept sort of the original language. And it wasn't written perfectly the first go around anyway, but I think that what it showed is that we can get a jury nullification passed through the state house and probably will, get a better one as things go on.
We got to have more electoral success here first. The Free State Project has already had incredible success here in New Hampshire compared to any other liberty movement across the United States. I would dare say, and someone's welcome to go prove me wrong on this, if you can do all the digging and somehow get this data, but I would say the Free State Project in a decade has had more people elected to public office who are libertarians, voluntarists, anarchists, than the Libertarian Party has had in the entire existence of the Libertarian Party combined in all 50 states.
I would say that that's easily the case.
That's probably pretty accurate, yeah. I mean, I remember libertarians getting super excited that Carla Howe got 12%, and that was like the best thing they ever did. Yeah, I mean...
Yeah. Yep. Also, you know libertarians have won office as high as the state office because they've won it here in New Hampshire. But if you remove New Hampshire from that, the equation, I wonder whether they've got elected anywhere.
They've been elected to, like, dog catcher.
Things
and,
like that, yeah.
Water board.
Soil and Water Conservation Board. And there's apparently been a couple of city councilors in Texas. 855 450 free. You can share your thoughts on jury nullification. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw. Getting a good view of a sore throat can be difficult, but the new doctor-recommended sore throat exam kit from SayAwNow.com makes it easy. A first-of-its-kind, scientifically designed oral retractor to relax the tongue, minimize gag reflex, and increase visibility. Our made-in-the-USA kit also includes a medical-grade reference chart, easy-to-use website and app so that you're one click away from unparalleled sore throat information. Click SayAwNow.com. SayAwNow.com, a must-have for your family's medical preparedness.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin-kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin-kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin-kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited-time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can join us here on the radio waves. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Taryn P. Lupo.
And Mark. If you've got a business, you know that IT can be frustrating, unreliable, unpredictable, and late. But it doesn't have to be. IT can serve your needs reliably, predictably, and on time. RootWork Infotech helps businesses achieve always-on reliability. They're nerds who know business. They're nerds who know business, and RootWork can make IT meet your needs. And to prove it, they will give you 30 minutes on the phone with a senior consultant for free to answer any of your IT questions. You're going to get value out of this phone call, and it's a free phone call, simply by going to rootwork.it/FTL. You can go there, you can sign up, get your free call. It's rootwork.it/FTL. It's rootwork.it/FTL.
Let's go to Tom. He's in Baltimore. You're on Free Talk Live. Tom, go ahead.
Hey guys, listen to you all the time. I hope there's no rule with calling in. I've called in twice over the years, and I think I've called in three times this week, but you're hitting on topics that I think I can.
The rule is once per day. That's our limit to call-ins. So you're good.
Okay, well, I'm good. You were talking about this guy. Is it in Colorado?
Yeah, a guy in his 50s in Denver was arrested and charged with multiple felonies for handing out information to jurors about jury nullification.
Yeah, I would advise anybody to be real careful with that. You've heard the old expression, permission or apology. When you're dealing with these courts these days, you always want to deal with permission. And that doesn't mean that you have to ask someone and get written permission and tell them exactly what you're going to do, but there are certain ways you can kind of be sneaky and get permission at least to be on the property and make it a little ambiguous, but you run the risk, and even if you're in a large group, of being charged, like you said, with jury tampering or with practicing law without a license. Now, let me tell you where this comes from. A lot of people, when they're talking about jury nullification, are exactly right in their facts, but they're going way back to citations in law that are from the 1700s, very hard to find anything relevant in recent years, and there's a reason for that. The courts are switching jurisdictions, and when you're talking to juror members, you may think that you're talking to a seated jury that is a common law jury, when in fact, it's an advisory jury. Now, if you don't know the difference between a common law jury, which...
I can't say I do. I'm sure you can tell me, though.
I'll tell you quick. The common law jury is the one that can nullify the law. They've got more power than anybody in that courtroom. An advisory jury under the jurisdiction of admiralty, or judges are even switching from admiralty to military, the common law, throughout the trials. I've actually seen this happen in court.
This sounds like a courtroom conspiracy theory.
Well, there's Wikipedia says has an advisory jury right here as a definition. And would you like to hear the definition from Wikipedia before you
submit
your opinion?
Yeah.
Okay. An advisory jury is a group installed by a judge to give him or her an opinion during a trial. Unlike the normal jury, the advisory jury's opinion is non-binding, and the judge remains the final arbiter of fact and law.
Yeah.
And that's basically what you have in courts. Now, it's not exactly.
But you just
way.
Said they were switching back and forth during trial.
Not,
that doesn't make
not,
sense.
They're not changing the jury from a common law jury to an advisory one. I'm saying they're switching jurisdiction. In other words, if a lawyer tries to argue a certain point, judges are real slick at moving from one jurisdiction to another. That's probably a whole other conversation. But as far as
that sounds really strange. I mean, I'm no courtroom expert, but what does it mean to move from one jurisdiction to another? That doesn't even that's something I've never even encountered before.
Well, you can be tried. Actually, ask the next time you go to court whether the court intends to try you under common law. Or,
brother, I've done enough of this kind of stuff, and there's all kinds of people who.
The last time he tried something like that, they threw him in jail.
Yeah, and there's all kinds of people who will call this show, and they will advocate, you ought to do X, Y, and Z in court. And I like to have you ever tried that?
No, I'm not advising you to do that. I'm just telling you, if you were to ask that in court, and I don't think it's a good strategy, by the way. I've actually seen people ask that question and sometimes get an honest answer. Actually, a lot of the judges, they really don't know what they're doing. They're really just steamrolling people a lot of the times.
But if the judge doesn't know what they're doing, yes, I agree with you. They're definitely steamrolling people. That much I think we can agree 100% on. But if the judges don't know what they're doing, then how would they be switching jurisdictions at different points throughout the trial? That sounds like a deliberate act.
Yes. Well, those judges are in the higher courts. They know what they're doing. And I'll tell you, that's when you're in the federal system. Ask yourself, look at the conviction rate. I'll tell you, I've been in federal court before, and I have attorney friends who tell me all the time it's getting more ridiculous. They cannot even advise the jury in a limited way anymore. That's why if you're charged with a federal crime, you might as well take a plea deal because I tell
that's
you
what the that's what all the guys in federal prison say, is that you better take the plea because if you don't, they're going to throw the book at you and they'll get you the worst possible sentence you can imagine. Tom, what's your experience with courts? You sound like you've done a lot of study. Have you actually spent a lot of time in them?
I'm the rogue cop that called in the other night that stopped. I spent decades in both the local municipal courts, the state courts, and the federal courts. I was a city police officer and a state special investigator. So I've got experience on the low end, but if you sit back and watch and you spend a lot of time waiting on your case to be called, you pick up on a lot of things that even the attorney sometimes don't pick up on.
Yeah, I got to say, I mean, the fact that you're the cop who called the other night about stopping a trial in the middle of it and just kind of interrupting and talking to the judge, that gave you a lot of credit in my book. And I got to say, I'm more interested now in the idea of this switching jurisdiction simply because it's coming from you. That just on its face sounds like a convoluted mess of a conspiracy theory. So, yeah, I'm definitely interested in learning more about that. It doesn't have to be tonight. Tom, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. It's always interesting to actually hear from people who've spent time in a courtroom.
Yeah, I like when cops call and tell you what's up behind the scenes. Yeah. Now, especially, it's funny, usually they're retired guys,
or
they're done with it, and they'll tell you what really is going down.
Yeah, we've gotten a lot of that over the years here on Free Talk Live, but there's a lot less of people who've called in, or fewer people who have called in, that have had any real experience in court. There are a lot of people who will get on the radio and say, you ought to try saying this in court the next time you're in there. Oh, yeah? Well, how'd it go for you the last time you tried that? Oh, I never tried it. I've just done a lot of research. Oh, well, how dare you come on the radio and give other people suggestions as to what's going to supposedly work in court when you yourself have no track record whatsoever on actually having it, number one, trying it, and number two, actually getting it to work, because there's like a whole Gulf of Mexico in between the two there.
I've heard this stuff for a long time too. I've been in the movement for almost 20 years, and there's always some sort of magical words that you were talking about you can say in court. And then when you ask someone, it's like the chupacabra or something. People have heard about it. No one's ever seen it. It's always a friend of a friend of a friend who's done it.
Well, there's videos.
Or somebody's tried it. And I have never actually met someone that pulled this stuff off.
I have seen some stuff be done in courtrooms on video, but I'm never left thinking that's going to work. What I'm left is thinking oftentimes the judge has decided that dealing with crazy people is not worth their time and energy, and that they have dismissed this case based on the fact that it is just too annoying to deal with. Now, I'll take that. If I'm charged with something, I'm happy to get dismissed because
whatever
I'm annoying. But I just, things have to work consistently to be considered foolproof methods.
Now, there was something Tom said in there that I really want to talk about because there's something I disagree with. We got distracted into things that we're more in, agreeance on. But the whole idea of getting permission to go and hand things out at court. I think that deserves a better explanation because I totally disagree with Tom on that. But first, let's go to your calls and thoughts. Chris, listening in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
Well, Mark Antonelli.
God, that is way too loud. Okay, Chris, go ahead now. I think you might be better.
Okay, do you read me now?
It's okay. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, Mark Antonelli was jailed by the juror tamperers against whom he was fighting, obviously. And down here we have Mark Schmitter, who was jailed for 141 days.
That's who it is, Mark Schmitter. Yeah. Hey, Chris, hang on. I'm going to try to get you on a better phone line as we continue here. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More on jury nullification, which now the state of the state of Colorado is saying is equivalent to jury tampering. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is coming up.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months, we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal. And a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.